Close your eyes and watch your breath. Although maybe the word watch is not the right word. Feel your breath as it comes in, feel it as it goes out. When we're talking about the breath, it's not so much the air coming in and out the nose, it's the flow of energy in the body that allows the air to come in and go out. Where do you feel that? In the chest, in the stomach, in the head? Wherever it's clearest, focus your attention there. And then try to stay there. Then ask yourself, is it comfortable? If it's not comfortable, you can change the way you breathe, or you can change your focus. You make the breath even longer or shorter, faster or slower, heavier or lighter, deeper or more shallow. Explore this possibility that you have here, that it is possible to breathe in a way that gives rise to a feeling of pleasure, gives rise to a feeling of fullness inside. As John Lee, my teacher's teacher, used to say, we human beings have lots of potentials within us. We very rarely take advantage of them. We focus more on things outside. But as the Buddha said, where is your true wealth? Wealth is not in gold and silver and cash. True wealth is in the mind, the qualities you develop in the mind, starting with conviction. You're convinced in the Buddha's awakening that it is possible for human beings to find true happiness through their own efforts. And he did it by developing qualities that were not exclusive to him, the qualities that anybody can develop. So it should give you a sense of confidence in yourself that you can do this. You can find true happiness. You don't have to settle for less. Then based on that conviction, you develop your virtue. Because virtue makes you sensitive to your actions, your intentions, and the results of your actions and intentions. You see clearly areas where you could create harm, but you decide not to do the harm. Things that would harm yourself, things that would harm other people, you just decide no. But that's backed up by a sense of shame and compunction, shame in the healthy sense, that you want to look good in the eyes of the wise. And compunction in the fear that if you do something unskillful, the results are going to be bad, so why? Why be careless? Why be apathetic? Care about your actions. Care about the results of your actions. It's the people who are careful like this, those are the ones who find true happiness. We see a lot of people around us these days, very careless in how they try to find happiness. They're trying to find it in wealth, external wealth, status, praise, sensual pleasures. But those things are like potato chips. The more you eat, the hungrier you get. They don't really satisfy. Real satisfaction comes from within. And then you create even more wealth by studying the Dharma, learning the Dharma, being generous, sharing whatever good things you have so that it becomes a quality of your mind. And you can actually use the things, but you realize if you give them away, you develop a virtue inside the mind that's even more satisfying, the virtue of generosity. The broad mind, the broad heart is willing to share. And finally, discernment. When you get to look deeper in your mind, you see areas where you're causing yourself suffering, even though you don't want to, even though you didn't intend to. Everyone wants happiness, but why do we keep doing things that create suffering? You want to understand that. You want to discern that. When you see that, and you can learn how to stop causing that suffering, that's when you're really wealthy. Because the only suffering that really weighs down the mind is the suffering that you create for yourself. The world can be good, the world can be bad, but either way, you don't have to suffer. Look at the arahants, they don't suffer. It's a sign they've developed the skill that the Buddha taught. And it's a skill we can all learn. So focus your intention inside. This is where true wealth lies. This is where true satisfaction lies. Things outside, as John Lee used to say, think of them as just decorations along the road. But where we really want to go is someplace that lies beyond that. Something that's inside. It requires that we develop good qualities inside to find it. But that wealth, once we find it, that's really ours. The wealth of the world, they give it to you, they can take it away. You take it away from them, they take it away again. The value of your wealth will depend on the economy, will depend on all kinds of things outside of your control. But wealth inside, that's something that's in your control. And its value never decreases. It always stays the same.